Happy New Year, everybody. I can't believe we're already in 2013. Another year goes by, and I'm really excited about 2013 and all the new material we'll be bringing you to help you improve your English. So thank you very much for downloading this Mansion Inglés podcast. This is podcast number 57, recorded for January 2013. Este mes en el nivel básico vamos a practicar las preguntas con la forma ing del verbo y también un poco de vocabulario de las tiendas, shops. En el nivel intermedio practicamos confusing words, algunas palabras que se puede confundir en inglés. And also there are some sentence transformations of the type commonly found in the Cambridge FCE exam. There are some more idioms to study in the advanced section, and there's business vocabulary as usual. And of course, many more ideas and resources to help you improve your English and take it to the next level. En los podcasts mensuales, hablamos de los temas, vocabulario y ejercicios que salen en nuestro cuaderno mensual. Así podéis practicar la pronunciación y repasar el material del cuaderno. Si quieres recibir gratis el cuaderno cada mes, vea la transcripción de este podcast o lea las anteriores, vete a mencioningles.com y sigue los enlaces en la página principal. Okay, so let's begin then, as usual, with el nivel básico. En el primer ejercicio de nivel básico, tenías que completar algunas frases con el verbo y su forma de gerundio, ing, ing. Escucha las frases y repítelas. Escucha.
Do you like studying at night?
Repite.
At night.
Studying.
Studying at night.
Do you like?
Do you like studying at night?
Escucha.
Do you like driving at night?
Repite.
Driving.
Driving at night.
Do you like?
Do you like driving at night?
Escucha.
Do you like sunbathing?
Repite.
Sunbathing.
Do you like?
Do you like sunbathing?
Escucha.
Do you like watching TV in bed?
Repite.
In bed.
Watching TV.
Watching TV in bed.
Do you like?
Do you like watching TV in bed?
Escucha.
Do you like going to bars?
Repite.
Bars.
Going to.
Going to bars.
Do you like?
Do you like going to bars?
Escucha.
What do you like doing at the weekend?
Repite.
Weekend.
At the weekend.
Doing at the weekend.
What do you like?
What do you like doing at the weekend?
Escucha.
Do you like travelling by plane?
Repite.
By plane.
Travelling by plane.
Do you like?
Do you like travelling by plane?
Escucha.
Do you like buying clothes?
Repite.
Clothes.
Buying clothes.
Do you like?
Do you like buying clothes?
Escucha.
Do you like working with a computer?
Repite.
Computer.
With a.
With a computer.
Working with a computer. do you like? Do you like working with a computer? Escucha. Do you like doing housework?
Repite.
Housework. Doing housework. Do you like? Do you like doing housework? Very good.
Luego hemos practicado algunas tiendas. ¿Cómo se dice tienda en inglés?
Shop.
Repite.
Shop. Escucha las tiendas en español y intenta decir el inglés antes que yo. Luego, repite la palabra en inglés para practicar la pronunciación.
Panadería.
Bakers.
Supermercado.
Supermarket.
Zapatería.
Shoe shop.
Óptica.
Opticians.
Frutería.
Fruit shop.
Peluquería.
Hairdressers.
Librería.
Bookshop.
Centro comercial.
Shopping center in the UK. Shopping mall in the US.
Farmacia.
Chemists in the UK. Drugstore in the US.
Carnicería.
Butchers.
Very good. Muy bien. Okay, moving on to the intermediate section, we had the following confusing words. Insist, persuade, advice, with a C, advise, with an S, make, and suggest. Listen to the sentences and repeat them.
I suggest buying a new computer. Suggest is followed by a gerund. I suggest looking. They suggested renting a car, etc. Listen. I suggest buying a new computer.
Repeat.
I suggest buying a new computer. She insists on sitting in the front row.
Row es fila.
Repeat. Row. In the front row.
En la primera fila.
She always insists on sitting in the front row.
Fíjate en la preposición on.
To insist on doing something. Listen. She insists on sitting in the front row.
Repeat.
She insists on sitting in the front row. He didn't want to go, but I managed to persuade him. You persuade someone to do something.
Listen.
I managed to persuade him to go.
Repeat.
I managed to persuade him to go. If you take my advice, you'll go and see a doctor. Advice, consejo, is something you take and you give. You give someone advice and you take advice from someone. Advice with a C is the noun. The verb is to advise with an S. Listen. Advise. Listen. He advised me to wait.
Repeat.
He advised me to wait. Listen. We advise customers to check their change.
Repeat.
We advise customers to check their change. Advice with a C is an uncountable noun. I'll give you some advice. Or I'll give you a piece of advice. No se dice an advice. Listen. Take my advice, go and see a doctor. Repeat. Take my advice, go and see a doctor. I can't make you help me, but I will be very grateful if you did. To make someone do something means almost to force them to do it. Forzar. Dad made me clean his car. Mum made me do my homework. You can't make me do it. Notice that we say make someone do something. No se dice make someone to do something. Listen. I can't make you help me. Repeat. I can't make you help me. Moving on to the next exercise in the intermediate section, we studied sentence transformations of the kind found in the Cambridge FCE exam. If you're studying for this exam, you can find more practice on our website, mansioninglese.com, in the first certificate section. Listen and repeat the sentences to practice pronunciation. He suggested going to the cinema. If I were you, I would talk to my parents. He didn't have the strength to lift the desk. La Mansión del Inglés was set up in 2001. Julia is really keen on Pepito. The last time I wrote to Diana was before she left for Argentina. They put me in charge of research and development. My parents really had a good time in Ireland. The new hospital will be opened by the Prime Minister. Excellent. Well done. If you like these podcasts and if you are learning more English with these podcasts, you can buy full lessons for only 1 euro and 40 centimos from our online shop, Nuestra Tienda Online. Las lecciones están al nivel intermedio, B1, y puedes encontrarlas en mansioninglesdescargas.wasala.com. That's mansioninglesdescargas, todo junto, .wasala.com. Cada lección vale 1 euro y 40 céntimos y dura aproximadamente 1 hora y 15 minutos. Y cada lección está en el formato MP3 y lleva su transcripción en formato PDF. There were more idioms this month in the advanced section, so let's see if you can remember the idioms if I say the Spanish equivalent. For example, what was quien mala cama hace, en ella se hace? Or el que hace la paga? En inglés, it's, you've made your bed, now lie in it. You've made your bed, now lie in it. In other words, you've created this situation for yourself, now you have to deal with it. You must deal with the consequences of your actions. You've made your bed, now lie in it. What about, aunque la mona se vista de seda, mona se queda? You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. Now, a sow, S-O-W, es una cerda, a female pig. Repeat, sow. You can't make a silk purse, una manadero de seda, out of a sow's ear. The next idiom was, a la ocasión la pintan calva. In English, it's, you have to strike while the iron's hot. To strike means to hit. You have to strike while the iron is hot. What about no hay más cera que la que arde? What you see is what you get. What you see is what you get. And the next one was el tiempo lo cura todo. Do you remember? Time heals all wounds. Wound is herida, and to heal is curar. So it's quite similar to the Spanish idiom. Time heals all wounds. And lastly, we had dime con quién andas y te diré quién eres. In English, it's you can judge a man by the company he keeps. You can judge a man by the company he keeps. Ah, yes, that's very true. Show me your friends and I'll know who you are. You can judge a man by the company he keeps. Listen to the idioms again and repeat them. You've made your bed, now lie in it. You can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You have to strike while the iron is hot. Time heals all wounds. What you see is what you get. You can judge a man by the company he keeps. Also, in the advanced section, we had a multiple meaning words exercise. The first word with a multiple meaning was flag. You can flag someone down, which means to signal them to stop. Repeat. To flag someone down. The police flagged me down. When someone important dies, it's customary to fly a flag at half mast. Mast is mástil in Spanish, so the flag is halfway up the mástil, the mast, to fly a flag at half mast. Another meaning of flag, when flag is a verb, is desfallecer, flaquear, or decaer. Their strength flagged. Les fallaron o les flaquearon las fuerzas. She began to flag at the end of the race. Mean was the next word. Mean can mean the opposite of generous, to be mean with money, tacaño, tacaña. She's so mean, she never buys me lunch. Mean also means significar. What does this word mean? Mean can also mean unkind or nasty, malo. It was really mean of you. Fue una maldad de tu parte. You were really mean to me. Me trataste muy mal. Stall was the next word, S-T-A-L-L. A stall in a market is un puesto en el mercado, a market stall. As a verb, to stall for time means to delay. Stop stalling. No andes con rodeos o con evasivas. An engine can also stall. Parar or ahogar. My car stalled this morning on the way to work. In business, you can stall negotiations. Paralizar. They want to try and stall the proceedings. Quieren dilatar el proceso. Try and stall her. Trata de entretenerla. Seal, S-E-A-L, is una foca, but it also means sello, and Fiere Ermetico. He gave the plan his seal of approval. Dio su approbación al plan. The phrasal verb to seal off means acordonar or cerrar. The police sealed off the area because of a bomb scare. Spare, S-P-A-R-E, can mean not in use. De más. Have you got a spare umbrella you could lend me?
¿Tienes un paraguas de más que me puedes prestar?
Have you got any spare paper?
¿Tienes un poco de papel que no te haga falta?
As a verb, it means to do without. Can you spare your dictionary for a moment?
¿Me permites el diccionario un momento, si no lo necesitas?
Can you spare your dictionary for a moment? If you can spare the time, si tienes o dispones de tiempo. Please help me, if you can spare the time. To spare can also mean to give, to spare somebody something. Can you spare me a pound?
¿Tienes una libra que me prestes?
Can you spare me a few minutes?
¿Tienes unos minutos?
Can you spare me a few minutes? In the Business English section, we looked at some more Business English vocabulary. To attend a meeting means to be present at a meeting. In Spanish, asistir. Do I have to attend the meeting?
Repeat.
Do I have to attend the meeting? The verb to ensure means asegurar or garantizar. They ensured that everyone was invited.
Aseguraban que todos habían sido invitados.
Repeat. To ensure. They ensured that everyone was invited. Drill means taladro, and the verb to drill is taladrar. But a fire drill es un simulacro de incendio. The practice of procedure in case of a fire. Repeat, fire drill. Yesterday we had a fire drill at work. To follow up means poner en práctica. Repeat, to follow up. Please follow up the phone call with an email. I've been told I have to make a follow-up appointment with the doctor.
Me dijeron que tengo que hacer la próxima cita con el doctor.
Well, that's all we have time for on this podcast, but don't worry, we'll be back with you next month with another follow-up podcast from our monthly newsletter, our Cuaderno del Inglés Mensual. Remember, you can listen to all our previous podcasts at mansioningles.com and on iTunes, iTunes.
Si te gusta este podcast, puedes hacernos un gran favor y escribe por favor una corta crítica en iTunes. ¿Cómo se dice crítica o reseña en inglés?
Review. To write a review. If you write a review on iTunes,
si escribes una crítica en iTunes,
más personas pueden escucharnos porque subimos en el ranking de iTunes. Thank you very much for listening to this podcast and for being part of the community of La Mención del Inglés. And remember, if you want to contact us, you can find us on Facebook. Just search Facebook for La Mención del Inglés and join our growing community of fans. Or send me an email to mencionteachers@yahoo.es. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter name is Mansion Twit. Puedes ver el cuaderno mensual de este mes y todos los cuadernos anteriores en www.cuadernodeingles.com. Until next month then, take care, keep practicing and taking your English to the next level. Happy New Year and bye for now. The music in this month's podcast is by Revolution Void. The album is The Politics of Desire, and the track is called Outer Orbit.